Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, I'm back for a short video to show you the fastest way to get rid of your back fat. And these are the most important things. Can you take a wild guess what you're gonna do? Fast. Okay, fasting, hands down, is the most powerful tool to get rid of very resistant, stubborn fat, especially on your back. Now, there's three types of fat. You have the fat in your liver, you have the fat in the visceral area around the abdomen, okay? Then you have what's called the subcutaneous fat, and that is the fat that's superficial right underneath the skin. So that is the pizza crust that you might have on the front that wraps right around the back. Now, this is the first thing to go away, then this, and lastly, this right here. And this is why it's frustrating for some people that's worked so hard and they still are not able to get rid of this back fat, but I'm gonna show you how to do it. So realize that fasting will actually increase your metabolism. Fasting will normalize insulin and insulin resistance. So if you have a stubborn metabolism, over time, fasting will correct it. So if we took the ketogenic diet and you just did this, okay, and you did not fast, you may not ever get rid of your back fat or even the fat around your lower part of your stomach. And it really depends on the frequency of your meals. So if you're doing snacks between the meal, but it's still keto, you still may have a problem, especially if you have a slow metabolism. Now, some people will be able to lose that extra fat, but most people will not. So if we compare keto with intermittent fasting is actually more important. However, if you combine them, you'll have even better results. So I'm gonna assume that you're doing keto. That being said, 80% of the population, if they did fasting for 18 hours, would be able to get rid of their back fat over a period of time. So let's say, for example, they skip their breakfast, their first meal is at 12, and their second meal at 6, that will give you an 18-hour window. So this should work for the majority of the population. However, if you're the 20% that it doesn't work on, you're gonna have to go to 20 hours, up to 23 hours, okay? So 23 hours would give you like a 1 hour of eating that's called OMAD, one meal a day, okay? But between 20 hours and 23 hours. So let's say, for example, you skipped breakfast, lunch, and you ate at 3 o'clock. And then your next meal was at 7 o'clock right here. That is a 4 hour window and that will give you 20 hours of fasting. That would be very, very powerful. Yet some people need to take it to the next level and fast all the way to this one meal a day, which could be at 6, it could be at 5, it could be at 7, it could be at 8. It doesn't really matter. It just matters that you fast for 23 hours, okay? And you will lose the fat in the liver first, visceral fat, and then subcutaneous fat. Realize this won't go away unless you get rid of the fat around the liver. So you might not see anything visibly for a bit, but it's happening. Just give it some time. Just have patience. That's why we call you a patient and we put you in the waiting room. Now, what are you going to be consuming when you're not eating? Well, you can do some tea, you can do some coffee, I would recommend just a little tiny bit of cream, okay, not too much. I would also recommend, because you're gonna be eliminating a lot of fluid and electrolytes, to add the electrolytes back in and some B vitamins through nutritional yeast. I would also recommend some apple cider vinegar, that would speed things up, with some lemon juice. You can do real lemons, and roughly about 2 liters of fluid, especially when you're starting out because you're gonna lose a lot of fluid. And don't forget, a little bit of sea salt will be very, very beneficial. And lastly, there's just a couple other things that you can do to speed things up. You can start bringing your carbs down below 10 grams. I'm gonna put a link down below of a video that I did entitled Keto on Steroids, okay? So that will actually help you understand what this means right here. And then you can add exercise. Now, you would think exercise would be the most important thing. It's the least important thing. You see people at the gym all the time that are working out like crazy and they all have the pizza crust. That's because they're having the workout drink, which is all sugary, or the exercise protein bar before, during, and after they work out, and they're just filling themselves up with carbs. So exercise typically will give you like 15% of the results, and that's not consuming any carbs, because the carbs that you eat will nullify the exercise results. However, if you combine the fasting with keto and then add some exercise in here, and ideally you would add in a pretty hardcore workout, maybe a couple times a week, a full body workout, we're using multiple muscle groups, it's called compound resistance, that would be really, really important. But just make sure you don't overtrain, because that will slow down your progress. I've had people work out, I'm not kidding, 6 hours a day, daily. Yeah, no weight loss. They're overtraining. And the last thing I would do, if you're doing everything and it's just still not happening, you may need to cut down your fat to about 70 grams, simply because we want to force your body to burn and live off your own fat, not the dietary fat as much. You don't want to go low fat, but 70 grams would be perfect. All right, go ahead and try this, and then put your comments down below. Thanks for watching.